Hi, Lucy here. You might recognize me as the voice behind a handful of episodes on the podcast. As you know, we are built on your stories, so before this week's episode, I really wanted to give a quick shout out to ask if anybody has a story. Get in touch with us through Facebook, Patreon, or use our contact form on ghost-stories.co.uk. We've almost cleared our current backlog, so we really look forward to reading what you send. Even if it's just, you know, a vague memory of yours or the beginnings of a story, don't be shy, send it over and we can transform it into something great for the podcast. We'd love to hear it. Thank you. That's all from me.
Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. Of course, it's the podcast where we take your stories and put them out there for the world to vote for if they think they're based in fact or a pure work of fiction. And I'm back fighting fit after a minor operation and ready to go. Like my wife said in that message at the start, thank you so much, Lucy, for that. Yeah, we are getting close to finishing our backlog of stories, but she said it better than me, so I'm going to jump straight into it this week because you no doubt just want to hear a story after a bit of time off. So this one is a really interesting one and quite spooky, quite terrifying, actually, I have to admit. And it's a story sent in by a family member, actually, who wished to remain anonymous, but is always brilliantly read by my wife. I know that's a treat for all of you. So yeah, I hope you all enjoy it. And as soon as you're finished listening, jump over to our website or Facebook and ping us a story of your own and we'll get down to creating them. So enjoy movie night.
I've only ever seen one horror movie in my life. That was enough for me. It wasn't the movie that put me off, but what happened next is so far-fetched that it's all merged together in my head now, and I just prefer not to watch horror movies as they leave me with this creepy feeling that I can't shake. It was a long time ago, back when I was a kid of 9 years old. My older sister and I were so excited as our cousins were coming to stay. There was a big family get-together with aunts, uncles, grandparents, granduncles and aunts, etc. You get the idea. And they thought it would be great for us kids to have a big sleepover in the front room, as there are about 10 of us of varying ages. We'd had a big family dinner, and then we were packed off with our sleeping bags and sweets to the front room, so the adults could spend some time together. One of my cousins, who was about 14, said, "Check out what I've brought," and held up a VHS of Evil Dead 2. It had a really creepy skull on the front. "I've not seen Evil Dead 1," my sister said. Everybody chimed in with the same comment. Looking back, I think nobody was keen to watch it, but didn't want to speak up. Of course, the older kids talked us into it, so we put it on. They found the jump scares hilarious, and there was popcorn all over the floor. I think the parents must have got a bit fed up with the screams and shouting from our room, and eventually they came in and said, "It's 11 o'clock now, time for lights out, kids." And they turned off the TV. And we just lay there in the dark, silently trying to digest everything we'd just watched. A little while later, I'm not sure how much time had passed, but the house was all quiet and dark, and I guess I must have fallen asleep, even though it didn't really feel like I had. I began to hear some unusual noises. First, I heard the dog next door bark a few times, but nothing out of the ordinary there. It did put me slightly on edge, though. Then I heard this weird scraping sound. I was lying awake, eyes wide open in the dark, but I could hear directly behind the curtain and our patio doors, something was scraping against the paving slabs directly outside. I could barely breathe, my heart was racing and thudding against my chest, and then I completely froze up the moment there was a tap, tap, tap against the glass door. I tried to convince myself it was nothing, just trees blowing, cats playing, nothing at all, nothing bad. And I almost believed it. I was almost ready to close my eyes and just force myself to sleep again. But then there it was again, but louder. Tap, tap, tap at the door. As quietly as I could, I leaned over to my sister and shook her arm. "Wake up, somebody's knocking at the door." "Go back to sleep," she moaned and rolled over. "Shh, you have to be quiet, somebody's really there." Tap, tap, tap. She sat up. I knew she heard it too. She motioned to me to be quiet, and we crawled as quietly as possible to the door and peeled the curtain back ever so slightly and peeped around. It was near impossible to see anything in the pitch black and with rain against the window. "See? Nothing to worry," she started, and then her jaw dropped along with mine when a man's face suddenly appeared at our height on the other side of the door, blood dripping down his face, and he said, "Let me in a deep, raspy voice. We both lost it. We screamed. It was Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin screaming times 10. And then my cousins all woke up and they all started screaming too. And soon we were all in hysterics and the adults came running down, turning on the lights saying, "What is going on down here?" My sister and I sobbed, "He's outside, don't open the door." Well, of course, my dad and my uncles ran to the door, opened it up, and they were in the garden like a shot. They came back empty-handed. "No one there," they said. My mum started to scold us, but my dad stopped her and silently handed her this small metal coin that we didn't recognise, with still wet red blood on it that left a stain on his fingers.
Well, what a spooky story that was. Thank you so much for sending it in. You know who you were. And of course, Lucy, you read it brilliantly as usual. So listeners, it's down to you to vote for if you think Movie Night was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Personally, I think I could see how this one could be true, and I'm sure there's various explanations for it, but either way, it's a very creepy story indeed. But before we carry on, I just want to apologize if these intros and outros, there's been a background noise going on. I do have the kids home right now, just recording these before I push them out, so it's kind of unavoidable, but hopefully not too distracting. If you do enjoy the podcast and you want to support us a bit more, firstly, you can do that by just dropping us a review, a 5-star review wherever you're listening, giving us a thumbs up and a like on Facebook. Or if you want to go the extra mile, you can pop over to Patreon and either pay $1 or $5 a month to get content a week early. And we're also in the process of recording a few more exclusive Talking Ghost episodes, one of which I might put on our platforms everywhere else, just to give you a bit of a preview, because they've gone down really well before when they've recorded. But the biggest thing of all is keep those stories coming in, because that's what allows me to keep going weekly. So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and as always, take care of yourself, stay safe, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?